Imagine that I were to ask you to play a very simple gambling game. In front of you are four decks of cards, two of them red and the other two blue. Each card in those four decks either wins you a sum of money or costs you some money, and your job is to turn over cards from any of the decks, one at a time, in such a way that maximizes your winnings. What you don't know at the beginning, however, is that the red decks are a minefield. I sent one boy to the gas chamber at Huntsville. One and only one. My arrest and my testimony. I went up there, visited with him two or three times. Last time was the day of his execution. I didn't have to go, but I did. I sure didn't want to. He'd killed a 14-year-old girl, and I can tell you right now, I never did have no great desire to visit with him, let alone go to his execution, but I done it. For a real revolution to take place, our spiritual life and practice have to be so much more than just getting our ass on the meditation cushion for a period of time each day. Our sitting meditation is only the formal training period in our spiritual life. He was running over the tiled floor of the operating room with a mop. "Are you still doing that?" I said. "Jesus, there's a lot of blood here," he complained. "Where?" "Floor looked clean enough to me." "What the hell were they doing in here?" he asked me. "They were performing surgery, Georgie," I told him.